From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and thank you, friends, for being there by the radio. It's my delight to welcome you to another edition of the Living Truth program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. As this week we are conducting a study entitled Knowing Truth. Knowing truth. Pretty simple, isn't it? But a very significant subject. And our key verse is 1 John chapter 2 and verse 21, where John, in writing to his readers, says this, "I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth." Basically, what we see here is that John was writing to these people who he refers to as little children, not talking about little boys and girls, but he's talking about those who are perhaps maybe young in Christ. But he uses that phrase, little children, several times in the epistle to 1 John to speak concerning his readers. And I think that it shows the fact that he had an intimate relationship with them. But he is writing to them because there were false teachers. There were antichrists. The spirit of antichrist was all around them. And so he is writing to them saying, look, I am writing unto you not to tell you the truth because you know it. And I'm writing unto you just to solidify you in your understanding of the truth. Now, so far in our study, we ask a question, which is, what is truth? And I said that truth is the whole body of truth revealed in the Scriptures and personalized through the Lord Jesus. Then we ask a question, how do we know the truth? Well, we have to determine to hear it, to believe it, and then to receive it or apply it to our lives. And then at the end of the program yesterday, I began to ask a third question, which is, how does the truth affect us? And I mentioned that there are three ways particularly. There are many more, but I'm just sharing three ways with you on the program this week. And the first way is by making us free from the bondage of sin. In John chapter 8 and verse 33, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about that, and I know you're very familiar with that verse, where he says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's John chapter 8. In verse 32. But there are two other ways in which the truth affects us, and that's found right here again in the writing of John, not in the first epistle, but in the second and third epistle. And that is this: the truth affects us by creating fellowship with others. By creating fellowship with others. Go to 2 John and look at verses 1 through 4. 2 John 1 through 4, where it says this, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father." There's a lot in those four verses that I wish that we had the time to dig into it today, but we do not. But the point that I want to bring out is that when we come to the faith in Jesus Christ and know Him as the truth and know the Word of God as the truth, then that creates fellowship in the truth with others who are in the truth, that is, with others who are saved. You see how he says it there in verse 1. He says, the elder, talking about himself, unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. You see, every one of us who know the truth through faith in Jesus Christ have a camaraderie, as it were. We have fellowship with each other. And isn't the fellowship of Jesus Christ sweet? You know, when you are separated from other Christians for a while, you get to miss them, don't you? And then when you are able to come back together with them, well, you just enjoy the fellowship with them. I've had the privilege of traveling to nearly 35 nations of the world. And I've come across people who are of different cultures, who are of a different language that I can't even understand. But when I come across them and have fellowship with them around the truth of Jesus Christ, it's precious. And so the truth affects us by creating fellowship with other Christians all around the world. And one of these days, we will all be able to enjoy each other's fellowship at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, in the land without tears and a time without end. But then there's a third thing that the truth does in our lives, and that it is that it produces a spiritual walk. Go to 3 John. 3 John. And notice what he says, beginning with verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. He's there talking about fellowship. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now, what does the truth do? Well, it makes us free from the bondage of sin. It creates fellowship with others. But then it produces a spiritual walk. A walk, a lifestyle that is pleasing to Almighty God. So we need to be thankful for the truth of God. There's a fourth question that I ask, and that is this. What should we do with the truth? You and I who know Jesus Christ as our Savior are recipients of the truth. That is, we've trusted Christ as Savior, who is the truth. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, who is the truth. We read and study the Bible, which is the truth. What are we to do with it? Well, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3. I want to show you something. 1 Timothy chapter 3, and particularly verse 15. Now remember, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is teaching Timothy about church truth. He is talking about the qualifications for pastors in the first 7 verses, and then he speaks concerning the qualifications of the deacons in verses 8 through 14. But now notice what he says in verse 15, the 1 Timothy chapter 3. He says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Very interesting. Paul was saying to Timothy, if I tarry long and if I can't come to you for a while, I am talking to you, I am teaching you that you might know how to behave yourself in the house of God. Now, when he uses that phrase house of God, he is not talking about the church building in which we meet, but he is talking about the body of Christ, of which we are a part. But then he says that the house of God is the church of the living God, note this, the pillar and the ground of the truth. You see, it is the church that holds up the truth of God in the world today. We as believers in Christ. We as members of the family of God, we as members of the body of Christ, we who are a part of a local church, are a part of that entity that holds up God's truth in the world around us. Therefore, we should learn more of the truth every day through the study of the Scripture. Secondly, we should live the truth so that others will see the testimony of Jesus Christ in our lives. And then thirdly, we should proclaim the truth. Now watch this. If you are a born-again believer, you are a part of the church of the living God that upholds the truth in the world today. What are you doing to proclaim the truth? What are you doing to live the truth? What are you doing to learn the truth? When you learn the truth and live the truth, you will proclaim the truth. And I want to tell you that the key to straighten up the world is not some kind of new governmental program. The key to straightening up the world today is the truth of Jesus Christ. What are we to do with the truth? After we learn it and after we live it, we should proclaim it, because you see, every time somebody comes to the saving knowledge of the truth, their lives change. And when there are changed lives, things will straighten up in the world as well. Now, we're going to continue our discussion on this tomorrow, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying thank you for being with me today. Until tomorrow, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.